Pratt's store is called Fashion Afrique at the African Hut. Across from the post office downtown on Monroe Street, it's hard to miss. With a colorful storefront and multiple flags, including the Black Nation flag and ones for Egypt and South Africa. Pratt came to the United States as a Liberian refugee who fled the country due to civil war. He got his start in the States in a way similar to many immigrants. He had what most would consider a pretty undesirable job.
Yeah, I was a cleaner at the mall. I was working on the food court. And then they wanted to make me a supervisor, you know. But I was on my way out, and I got the little state job.
It's a long way from Liberia to central Illinois. In Liberia, Pratt worked as a fourth grade teacher and also founded a language institute aimed at teaching literacy to local women. When he fled to neighboring Ivory Coast after Liberia's civil war destroyed his family's livelihood, he founded another language institute there. But he soon had to leave that country as well, and came to live with his sister and mother in Springfield. Pratt wasn't satisfied with working at the mall or the state job he later took. So he opened a stand at the corner of 5th and South Grand, selling African goods. Now he has the brick-and-mortar shop downtown. Toward the front of the store, he's showing me a shelf of spices and coffee, a rack of purses, and...
Our clothing are authentically made, We have clothes from Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, a little from all over Africa. And of late, I'm working with an African-American tailor who's using authentic African fabric.
Pratt emphasizes selling items that benefit the makers, whether they be local tailors or village women in Central Africa. He also has a gallery selling high-end African art and cases with expensive vintage tribal masks. But a unique and diverse shopping experience isn't the only thing Pratt offers to the Springfield community. This place may be a store, but Pratt calls it a center for cultural integration as well. Pratt, along with a couple employees, themselves African natives, teaches French and Swahili language classes for adults and children. He also teaches African drumming. This evening, he's playing and singing a Liberian song outside his store with a handful of other drummers, part of his master class, who help him perform at events in the Springfield area. At one point, he hops up, his drums between his knees, and begins to dance with a student. He's average height and slender, dressed in colorful African garb. Sherry Flynn is one of the parents watching the group from the sidewalk. Her sons and stepdaughter are students of Pratt's.
We love Roosevelt. He's really great guy, and he makes us feel at home here. So it's a little bit different when the kids have music lessons. You drop them off and you go back and pick them up. But here I stick around and listen and dance and just get them. It's a very inviting atmosphere.
Flynn says she was downtown for lunch one day when she noticed the sign advertising African drum lessons. She signed up her kids, who were already musically inclined. Roosevelt says compared to other instruments, playing the drums is very social.
You have to take advantage of the drum because, you know, it's a very good outlet. You know, you get recharged, you get wind down, it's healing.
Pratt has also taught African drum and dance through after-school programs run by the Urban League and Boys and Girls Clubs. This year, he's volunteering his lessons at Graham Elementary School as the other programs have been cut due to district budget shortfalls. Pratt, who is 54 and married to a woman he met in Springfield, has lived in the city for nearly a decade. He's working to acquire an Illinois teaching certificate. Pratt says lifelong learning is a value he gained from his parents. Back in Liberia, his mother was a nurse and his father headed a department at the Booker T. Washington Institute.
Because I came with nothing. And started with nothing. People can see the opportunities that exist in America, empower themselves. And that's what we believed in, you know, and that's what we were taught, you know.
And he has bigger dreams yet. Pratt says his ultimate goal would be to bring a sort of African village to Springfield, a place where people can shop, eat, and be entertained by all things African. However, he stresses that while he's been able to keep the center running, even upgrading to a larger location, it's never turned a profit. And if not for local philanthropists, he would have had to close up shop multiple times.
I've actually been touched, you know, immensely by the level of support that people have been giving me.
For now, Pratt continues to gain long-term students, though the number of customers on a daily basis can be in the single digits. Pratt remains hopeful. His pleasant demeanor never seems to leave, and he says he'll keep following his mission to educate others as long as the community is willing to support his effort. I'm Rachel Otwell.